Title: Chord Stab Stacks Using Session View Advanced. Alright, let's build a serious drum and bass chord stab weapon in Ableton Live, using Session View as the main playground. This is advanced, not because the steps are complicated, but because we're designing stabs the way you'd actually use them in a track. In context, performance first, variations on tap, and then we resample the best moments into tight one-shots you can sequence like drums. Quick mindset shift before we touch anything. In DNB, chord stabs are not pretty harmony. They're mid-range percussion. If the transient doesn't read next to your snare, the chord quality won't save it. Step 0. Project setup. Set your tempo to something DNB standard, like 174 BPM. Now give yourself a context to design into. Drop in a break or drum loop as a session clip, and add any placeholder bass. It can be a simple sign in operator, or a rough res. The point is, you want to hear immediately whether the stab punches through or just turns into mid-range fog. And keep session view open. We're going to treat this like an instrument we can play and audition. Step 1. Create the stack. Make 3 MIDI tracks and name them clearly. Stab body, stab bite, stab air. Color code them if you're the type. Then group them into a single group track called Stab Bus. This group is where your glue and performance processing will live. Now, step 2. Build the 3 layers using stock devices only. First, the body layer. This is your weight and chord identity. Put Wavitable on stab body. Go for something warm as a starting point. Oscillator 1 can be basic shapes, somewhere around 20-40% position. Oscillator 2 can be a sine or triangle-ish vibe, and to tune it slightly, like 5-12 cents. Turn on unison, maybe 6-8 voices, but keep the unison amount moderate, like 15-30%. The goal is thickness without turning to phase soup. For the amp envelope, think stab, not pad. Attack basically instant, 0-3 milliseconds. Decay around 250-450 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release 60-120 milliseconds. Tight, but not clicky. Add a low-pass filter. LP24 is great. Set the cutoff somewhere from 500 Hz up to maybe 2.5K depending on how dark you want it, and add a bit of drive, like 2-6. Then add a filter envelope amount, maybe +10 to +25, so the stab has that little bloom at the start. After Wavitable, add saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive 2-6 dB, soft clip on. Then EQ8 to clean it up. High pass around 120-200 Hz, because your bass owns the sub. If it's boxy, a gentle dip around 250-400. If it needs presence, a small bump around 1-2K. Then glue compressor. Not to crush it, just to stabilize it. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2-1, and aim for 1-3 dB of gain reduction. That's body. Now the bite layer. This is the stick that lets the stab cut through drums, especially on smaller speakers. Put operator on stab bite. Use an algorithm that's basically all carriers, or keep it simple and add a little FM edge. Set oscillator to a sawish character or a sine with harmonics, and let oscillator be modulated just a bit. We're not doing spaced FM, we're doing grit. B level around 10-25 is plenty. Amp envelope even snappier here. Attack 0. Decay maybe 120-250 milliseconds. Sustain 0. Release 50-100 milliseconds. Then add overdrive or saturator. With overdrive, set the frequency focus around 1.2-2.5K. Drive 15-35%. Tone to taste. After that, auto filter. A band pass or high pass style works well for motion and placement. We'll probably map that later, but even now, a tiny envelope amount can give a little peck at the front. Finish with EQ8. Usually you're carving more than boosting here, keeping it present without turning harsh. Now the air layer. This is the texture and width. Think spray, shimmer, old rave brightness, jungle air. Put simpler on stab air in one-shot mode. Drop in a short texture sample. Vinyl burst. Tiny choir hit, some shimmer, even a resampled synth click. Set the length short. Use fade out if needed. High pass it aggressively, like 2-6K. This layer is not allowed to smear your low mids. Then add chorus ensemble, amount around 20-40%, slow rate. Then hybrid reverb, but keep it small and dark. Decay maybe 0.6-1.4 seconds, pre-delay 10-25 milliseconds. And here's the move that keeps it from ruining your groove. Cut the lows on the reverb hard. Low cut around 2-4K, and high cut somewhere like 7-12K depending on how ominous you want it. Yes, you heard that right. We're letting the reverb live as air, not as wash. Okay, 3 layers built. Now step 3. Write chord clips in session view using the stack method. On each of the 3 stab tracks, Create MIDI clips with the same length, like one bar or two bars. Same length matters because you want to launch them as a unit and have everything stay locked. Chord language. DnB stabs love minor 7, minor 9 implied, sus 2, sus 4, and occasional diminished passing tension. Keep voicings mid-focused. A really usable guideline. Root around F2 to F3 and top voice around C4 to F4. Do not throw huge low roots into the chord. That's bass territory. If you want a concrete example in F minor, FM 7, F, Pab, C, Ib, DB Maj 7, EB, F, Ab, C, Ib 7, Sus 4, Ib, Ab, BB, BB, and for a tense 1, a C7 alternate-ish vibe with a tight voicing, like C, E, BB plus a spicy top note if you want. But remember, the chord choice is second, the rhythm and transient are first. Step 4. Groove. Make the stabs dance with drums. At 174, stabs that hit straight on the grid can feel stiff fast. Try offbeat hits like the end of 1 and the end of 3, or little anticipations before snares for jungle shuffle energy, or call and response, one stab after the snare, another before the next kick. Set global quantization to one bar to start, or half a bar if you want faster improvisation. Launch your drums and bass, then start launching stab clips and listen for pocket. Not just does it sound cool, but does it make the groove heavier? If you want swing, use groove pool, but lightly, 10-25%, to mid only when you're sure, because it changes feel in a way that's hard to mentally undo. Now step 5, glue the stack on the stab bus. On the group, at EQ8, drum bus, saturator, auto filter, utility. With EQ8, high pass around 130-220. If it fights the snare body, you might notch somewhere around 180-250, depending on your snare fundamental. If it's harsh, dip 2.5-4.5k a bit, then drum bus. Yes, on chord stabs, drive maybe 5-15. Crunch at 0-20, careful, boom usually off, because we do not want low-end buildup. Transients up, like plus 5-20, for punch. Then a second saturator, soft clip on. Drive 1-5 dB. Stack gentle saturation tends to sound more control than one brutal unit. Auto filter on the bus is your performance sweep. LP12 is great. We'll map cutoff and resonance later because this becomes your pressure control. Utility for gain staging and width sanity. And here's a coach note that matters a lot. Gain staging inside the stack is half the sound. Rough targets. Body is loudest and stable in the center. Bite has higher peaks but lower average level because it's there for transient emphasis. Air is the quietest, and you should mostly notice it when you mute it and the stab suddenly feels smaller. Trim each layer before the bus saturation so the bus saturator reacts predictably. Step 6. Create scene variations. This is the session view power move. Make 4-8 scenes. Name them like an actual performance set. Basic groove, more offbeat, open filter, dark and short, big vert hit, stop chop, whatever fits. For each scene, duplicate the clips and change one thing only, and here's the discipline rule, one musical change plus one timbral change per scene. That's it. If you change 5 things, you won't know what made it better, and you'll lose the plot. Musical changes could be inversion, rhythm density, note length, or octave shift on the air layer. Timbral changes could be filter cutoff, saturation drive, or reverb send. Now, clip envelopes. This is where advanced session workflows feel like cheating. Inside the clips, automate things like auto filter frequency, reverb send, utility gain for micro accents, wavetable filter envelope amount. And if you have follow actions available, you can make clips auto-rotate between variations so the groove evolves while you do other things. That can generate happy accidents worth resampling. Two extra advanced tactics you can use here. First, audition lanes. Duplicate the whole group so you have stab bus C and stab bus B. Put clean punchy processing on A and dark trashed processing on B. Launch identical MIDI scenes and instantly a slash B which one is actually more usable in the track. Second, phase and width checking. Temporarily put utility on the bus and map a control so you can flip between normal width and mono. If your chord identity collapses in mono, reduce unison width in the body layer and push stereo interest upward into the air layer. Step 7. Resample. Print and slice. Create a new audio track called Stab Print. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Now record yourself launching scenes for 1-3 minutes. Treat it like a live performance. Filter sweeps, switching rhythms, throwing a reverb moment, then pulling it back. If you set up macros, record your macro movements too. After recording, go hunting. Consolidate the best hits into clean one-shots. Drag the best one-shot into simpler. You can go one-shot mode for classic stab hits, or slice mode to chop multiple hits across keys like a kit. Add a tiny pitch envelope for thwack. Pitch envelope amount minus 5 to minus 20, decay 30 to 90 milliseconds. That tiny downward pitch flick makes the stab feel physical. This is the payoff. Your stabs are now consistent, CPU light, and easy to sequence like drums. You've turned a performance into a playable arsenal. If you want to go even deeper, do a two-pass print. One clean print with minimal bus processing, and one character print with heavier saturation and filter movement. Load both into simpler and alternate them like drum hits. Instant call and response, without writing more notes. Step 8. Arrangement ideas that actually work in D&B. In a drop, stabs are punctuation, not constant chords. Think one or two hits per bar while the bass does the heavy movement. In breakdowns, open the filter, length and decay slightly, and use reverb throws, but keep it controlled so the snare stays dominant. For pre-drop tension, automate the bus filter closing over two bars, but sneakily make the bite layer louder as the filter closes. Psychoacoustically, it feels like pressure building without adding density. Call and response can be with bass, but also with drums. Write one scene where stabs answer the snare, and another where they answer the kick. Alternating those scenes can make the same bassline feel like it evolved. And for jungle edits, slice stabs into 1/16 or 1/32 retrigs right before snares for fills. Keep it short, like a signature gesture, not a constant machine gun. Before we wrap, quick common mistake check. If the stab has too much low end, high pass harder. Your sub and reese need space. If it's too wide in the mids, narrow body and bite, keep air wide. If reverb is washing the snare, put most reverb on air, keep body tight, and high pass your reverb return aggressively. If it turns to mush, shorten envelopes. At 174, long releases plus dense chords equals blur. If layers fight each other and it sounds hollow, reduce unison, reduce detune, or carve with EQ so each layer has a job. Mini practice assignment, 20 to 30 minutes. Build the three-layer stack. This audio version is shortened for playback.